there is a terrific event that is coming up that I wanted to get the word out this morning. It's going to be happening in Bridgewater, the Bridgewater Manor, on December 7th, and it is a benefit event that is happening. My guest on the Miller Lite Jersey Central Newsmaker Hotline is the president of the Somerset County Chapter of BW Nice, and that is the group that puts this event together. And it's great to have Laura Cummins with us this morning here on WCTC. Hi, Laura. It's Bert Barron. Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. How about yourself, Bert?
Doing well and getting ready for Thanksgiving, as I'm sure you and so many other people are. But thanks for taking the time this morning. And before we give the details about this event, which looks really great coming up in December, BW Nice, what's that all about, Laura, and what's the goal of that group?
Absolutely. So BW Nice, what that represents is businesswomen networking involving charity and education. And it was started, oh my gosh, in 19, it will be 10 years that the president, Diane Sinovich, started this organization. And presently we have 16 chapters, and they canvass Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Ohio. And we just happen to have the one here, obviously, in Somerset County. And one of the things that we do is we have a red shoe luncheon and fashion show, like you have mentioned, as a benefit that helps to raise funds and awareness for domestic violence. And what happens is every chapter partners up with a local agency, and our agency happens to be Safe and Sound. Somerset.
Awesome. And I like this BW Nice group here, Laura, because it seems like when you get business women together and create networking opportunities right away, when you tie in sort of a charitable or an educational component to this right away, people all of a sudden are more willing to get involved because they know that a lot of the money and the fees and the things that kind of go into it, we're giving back to the community and we're making our neighborhood a better place. And we're helping out some people that are maybe a little bit down on their luck in our area. But just to put it right in the name, that business women networking involving charity and education, it's all right there. It's very transparent what the group is all about. And I guess when you get business women, professional business women together, that charitable angle really gets them a little more interested and a little more involved, doesn't it?
It does. So what we do is we actually meet on a monthly basis at the Bridgewater Manor to have our networking event. Every meeting, what we do is we have a collection. So, for example, we go to Safe and Sound and we say, what do you need at the shelter? How can we support you? And they provide us a list. So every month we do a different collection. So, for example, coming up for our December meeting, which is separate from the fashion show, we're going to be collecting slippers. So everybody who comes to the meeting will bring a pair of slippers, and then we donate that to Safe and Sound. And
awesome.
Like last month, we collected hats and gloves and scarves. So each month, we have a different focus for collection, and it's based on the needs of our charity partner.
Awesome. And also a very cool mentoring program that is part of this, too, where you kind of get people involved and kind of help people through and develop some work skills and some life skills through the mentoring program that's offered, right?
Correct. So that's brand new. That's a new program that we just recently implemented. It
mm-hmm.
started off in the Lehigh Valley. That's where we jump-started this particular program. And not only mentoring, but also mentee. So it's a great way for our members to get involved on a whole entire different level. So the three key things to BW Nice is the networking, is the education, and the charity. They are the three things that we focus on as an organization.
Awesome.
So it's pretty extraordinary, like you were just saying, when you get all these businesswomen together with different backgrounds, and when we come together, we definitely achieve a lot, not only supporting one another on a business level, but also educating one another on a variety of different topics, and then the charity component. So, for example, last month we have one of our members come in and talk about the importance of investing into life insurance and why you want to do it. So every month we have a different topic that is very educational, very informative, and it adds value to our members' lives.
This is really, really great, and I encourage anybody to get some information and find out about this. And I'll give we can give a website or a phone number in just a minute, but we got to talk about the fun stuff now, Laura. This is coming
up
December 7th, Red Shoe Luncheon and Fashion Show. Talk about that. How does somebody get involved in that? That sounds like a lot of fun.
Absolutely. So it's open to everybody, and you can go to bwnice.org and just look up the Somerset County chapter, our Red Shoe event. Click onto that link. It will bring you to our Red Shoe page, and that will provide you all of the links to either register, or you can download our brochure if you want to mail in your registration. You also have that option as well. And like you had mentioned, tickets are $80 for members, $90 for non-members. We do have sponsorship opportunities still available. We have advertising opportunities. We're going to have a fabulous silent auction. So anybody locally who has a business and they want to showcase their business through a silent auction item, that's a great opportunity. But the key part is definitely the fashion show. So for the fashion show, we are working with some great local businesses. We have Macy's at the Bridgewater Mall. One of the collections that they offer, known as Casper, they're going to be showcasing their business attire. So Casper is actually based out of New York. They're coming to the show, and we've got some fabulous outfits already lined up. We then have KK's Clothing and Accessories. She's based out of Bridgewater. Her clothing is more casual, weekend wear, layering, just something that, you know, you would wear after work or obviously, you know, during the weekend or when you're going on vacation. And then for our final segment of the fashion show, we're going to have Isabel's, and Isabel's is located in Somerville, and she does wedding and evening wear attire. So if there's a really special event that you have to go to, whether it's a wedding or a gala, her dresses are all imported from Europe, and they're one of a kind. They're beautiful pieces. And then we also have Roman Jewelers that are going to accent those outfits with a really beautiful piece of jewelry. So we have all of these great fashion businesses locally that are going to be a part of this show coming up on December 7th. And then the other part that we have is we invite local businesses to also come and showcase their fashion items as well. So from jewelry to scarves to handbags, we're going to have all of these great local businesses as a part of this event as well. And then, of course, we have our sponsors, and Robert Wood Johnson, Hunterdon Healthcare. We have BMW. We have Liberty Mutual. We also have Archer Law. We also have so many other great businesses that are going to be a part of this upcoming event on December 7th.
This sounds fantastic. So it's this is a Friday afternoon at Bridgewater Manor,
yes.
A luncheon, a fashion show with a benefit tie-in. What's not to love about this, Laura? Top to bottom, this is spectacular.
And it starts at 10 o'clock. The show will start at 10 o'clock, and we'll open it up to the general public for registration and open up our fashion show boutique. And then from there, we'll go into the luncheon. And we also acknowledge our Businesswoman of the Year. So every year we have people nominate who they feel would be a great Businesswoman of the Year. And this year, we're going to acknowledge Dee Zampella, and she is our Businesswoman of the Year for 2018. So we're
awesome.
Very excited to acknowledge Dee during this awesome event.
Congratulations to her, and this sounds like a really, really just a terrific
no,
day.
We're very excited.
And to benefit Safe and Sound Somerset is fantastic. I've done some work with some similar charities, Safe in Hunterdon, and there's a group in Bergen County that I've worked with too. When you can help out people that are involved in domestic abuse situations, it's really a special thing to do, Laura. So really, congratulations to you and everyone.
Thank you.
And one more time, a website or a phone number where people can get involved on a level that they'd like to as an attendee or a sponsor?
Absolutely. So they can go to bwnice.org, look up the Somerset County chapter, and when you do, there will be a link for our Red Shoe event that you can click onto, and it will provide you all of the information.
Red Shoe is optional or suggested? How does the Red Shoe tie in from your perspective?
The Red Shoe is the symbol of the organization. It represents
gotcha.
Strength, it represents unity, and the most important thing is that we are building that awareness and encouraging people to take action to put an end to domestic violence.
Fantastic.
And the best way of doing that is through education and building that awareness and encouraging action.
Fantastic. Love everything about this. Laura Cummins, President, BW Nice, the Somerset County Chapter. Thanks for the time this morning. And,
Albert,
and congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Sure, my pleasure. I'm putting this event together, and good luck with everything. And you and your family
thank
have
you.
A wonderful Thanksgiving, all right?
You as well, my friend.